It's made me late for work. We'll have to start getting up even earlier, dropping my daughter off even earlier. There's a massive gap between both buses, so you're either having to leave at 7 o'clock in the morning or 20 to 8, so there's nothing in between. So for people to get to Folkestone, you know, it's hard.
I have to get up a lot earlier now to obviously catch the bus to Dover from Folkestone, and then I catch a train up to Sittingbourne, so it's about an extra half hour early, and also getting back later. And I also do another job over in Thanet, which I might have to give up now because it's too far and I get back too late. So
I have to get up a lot earlier to drop my wife off in Dover rather than have to risk the bus. So I drive her to Dover every morning, pick her up from Dover every night. You can understand if the seawall's cracked, then it's a bit of a problem.
I'm thinking of giving up work because of it and finding something in Dover, yeah.
So it's affected you that much?
Yeah.
So, Ruth, how did it feel for you last week when you heard the line could be closed indefinitely?
Well, I wouldn't know how to get to work. I wouldn't, because I don't drive. You can't do taxis and replacement buses. It's ridiculous. I want to leave work and get a job back in Dover.